Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Bonnie Pitt.
Bonnie Pitt. I didn't think Richard turned the microphone on while I was doing my rendition. The Money Pit, everybody together. Molly, sing the Money Pit song. Kenny, sing the Money Pit song.
M-O-N-E, Money Pit.
Is that how it goes? Molly, I don't hear you. What's the story?
I don't know the song.
Oh, it's easy.
It's right here.
Just say, Money Pit!
That's it. Why?
That's all you have to do. That's all you have to know.
Okay.
Tommy, should we leave it out? I want to hear Molly. I haven't heard Molly sing.
There's a reason for this.
Really?
You give her a break.
You wouldn't make it on the Barry Manilow circuit then, is that it?
Oh, yeah, what a shame.
All right. Tom Kreidler is here, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard around the country on hundreds and hundreds of radio stations. And it'll be in your ear in any number of apps like TuneIn and Stitcher and Broken and Up and Down. And
Broken, Up and Down.
Right. We specialize not in breaking news here, Tom. We specialize in broken news.
All right.
On the Good Day program. So we have you to discuss pool safety tips and maybe a question or two from listeners coming up next here. How are things at your home? We'll find out in a moment on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Battle of the Block is a strategy game that will cost you a dollar and insult your intelligence. It's blackjack, but it's a big mess. Battle of the Block. Struck out.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
All right, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program has some pool safety tips that he has blogged about or blogged on. Which is the correct approach? Is it blogged about or blogged on?
We have simply blogged.
Blogged. And we carry it also in the Better Living box at DougStephan.com. So how do you keep your child alive this summer?
Well, you know, Doug, about 300 drownings occur every year. And it really is a very, very serious issue, but it's one that's easy to prevent. And I think the key is to establish what we call layers of protection. Of course, you as the parent are the first layer. Mm-hmm. But how many times do we hear when there's a tragedy that the parent says something like, well, I only turned away for 2 seconds, you know, or something like that. I mean, 2 seconds is too late. But let's face it, sometimes things are on your mind, you forget, you lose track of the kids. So how do you set up additional layers to secure that area? First, it all starts with the fence. How is that pool covered? If there's a fence that goes around the backyard, it typically does not include the back wall of your house, right? We've seen this, right, where the fence comes off the end of the building and does sort of the U, but the building itself makes up one leg of the fence. So for all of those doors that enter into that pool area, they need to have door alarms on them. Now, door alarms are alarms that are set up about 5 feet off the ground. And when you as the parent use the door, you simply reach up, you touch a button, and it disables the alarm temporarily so you can go out the door and close it behind you. But if a kid slides that door open, the alarm's going to go off, and now you know somebody's in the pool area that shouldn't be. The next thing is on these fences, you want to make sure that they have gates. And the gates have to have self-closing hinges on them, so that you can't accidentally leave them open. And also, the fences are special fences, Doug. They're not regular chain link fences. Mm-hmm. They're a special type of chain link. It's called non-climbable. The size of the link itself, the square, is much smaller, so a kid can't get a toe hold in it. Another possible layer is a pool alarm. These are alarms that sit in the water, and when the water is disturbed, such as a splash, the alarms go off. So you want to establish these types of layers so that you're protected in the event that you do lose track of the kids.
What happened
that one moment
to just having a nice swim in a pool? What happened?
You can do that.
I mean, for God's sake, listen to all of the things that you've laid out there.
What happened is you'd hear once a month during summer that some kid drowned in a pool somewhere. That's what happened.
Yeah. So now we have alarms and all kinds of things.
That's all good stuff.
You know what I say to the people anymore who come to my pool? No.
What?
You can't swim in my pool.
You could get sued.
Yeah. Fall down.
It's a hazardous condition on your property.
Yeah. Meredith had me take down the diving board last year.
Well, that's probably pretty smart because, I mean, most of these pool stays don't have diving boards because that's where most of the accidents occur.
Yeah, right. You walk, you jump in and you whack your butt on exactly. the, you fell, hit
yeah,
your head on
or
it.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
So be careful out
so
there.
So don't come to my pool because I'm not going to let you swim here.
Let's all go to Tommy's house.
Yeah, right. We'll go to Tom's house and swim in his pool. The problem is it's a plastic pool. It takes 100 gallons of water.
I don't have
that's
a pool.
It.
Too dangerous.
Yeah. All right, pool tips. One of the many things you can find at the Money Pit radio website, moneypit.com. Thank you, Tommy.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.